Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the weekly show to get you caught up on anything and everything going on in the NBA. On this week's show, we have an interview with Sam Dracula. He is the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast. The podcast is dedicated to highlighting Charlotte Hornets content, and he is also a Charlotte Hornets YouTuber. We discuss the 2020-2021 Charlotte Hornets season, LaMelo Ball, Michael Jordan, and so much more. He's coming up on this week's program. But let's get right to my top three storylines from this week in the NBA. I want to start off with disgruntled employees. Yes, we've had two high-profile disgruntled employees, Luka Doncic and Zion Williamson. Let's start off with Luka for a moment. Luka has been through some what a week it's been for him. There's rumors going around that he's not happy in Dallas anymore. There's reports of they're saying that the organization is not being ran properly. They're wasting his talent. And we saw another nail in the coffin when Donnie Nelson, the longtime general manager of the Mavericks, the one that was responsible for bringing Luka from Slovenia to the United States, and Donnie was the one that drafted Luka just a few years ago and brought him to Dallas. And then that was a real tough one because him and Donnie, there were reports going around that him and Donnie were very close. And then there was also the release of Rick Carlisle this week, and there was reports that Luka and Rick, they had a very interesting relationship. It wasn't the best relationship. So, Luka, again, another important player in that organization was Dirk Nowitzki. And by the way, Dirk was hired in the front office of the Mavericks this week as well. But Dirk Nowitzki was drafted by the Dallas Mavericks in 1998, and they didn't win their first – the organization did not win their first NBA championship to 2011. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, Dirk and Luka are completely different talents. Dirk at 22 was on the come up, but he wasn't there. Luka, he's currently 22, and he's already made an immediate impact in the NBA, not just in the city of Dallas and with the Mavericks organization, but just in the NBA as a whole. You know, the Luka and Dirk situation is like apples to oranges, okay? But I think in today's NBA, you have to win right now because it's a win right now league, much like the NFL and much like professional sports. When you get high impact players, superstar players like that, you have to win right now. And I think with the Donnie Nelson exit from the Mavericks, being in the front office for 24 years, and then, you know, the Rick Carlisle situation, I wonder how will Luka's input be in deciding the next head coach of the Mavericks. As of right now, there's reports that he's supposedly due the rookie max extension, whatever that's going to be, coming up for like an additional 5 years. They're saying that he may not sign the rookie max extension when it's time for him to do that. There's just so many things going on in Dallas right now, and they can't make the same mistake. I mean, Dirk, again, 12 years before he won his first NBA championship. You know, Luka, he's been in the league for 3 years now. Two out of his last 2 years, the Mavericks have went to the playoffs. They've lost in the first round in both years. Something's got to give. They've got to build talent around him. And I don't know if Mark Cuban or whomever can go out and try to find talent from Kristaps Porzingis. He's been effective when he's healthy, but he can't stay healthy. And they can't let someone like Luka go, man. That would be damaging for the future of this franchise, the future of the city. And it's just, you know, with all of the worldwide attention that he's received, you got to keep somebody like him, keep somebody like that around him happy, and especially when you have so much young talent, so many young stars in the NBA. You don't want to lose somebody like that. So, you know, keep your eyes and ears open to this Luka Doncic situation, because Luka, again, is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents that we cannot afford, or Dallas cannot afford to lose somebody like him. I mean, they had Dirk, and they were blessed with Dirk, and there were times when Dirk wanted to leave as well. Hopefully Luka does not bail out whenever his rookie contract is up, and that would be just heartbreaking. But again, 3 years in the league, in his last two seasons, first-round exits from the playoffs. So we'll pay attention to that. My next storyline is going to be Zion Williamson, man.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Chris Paul, Anthony Davis, and Zion Williamson. One thing they have in common, they all played for the New Orleans franchise. Chris Paul and Anthony Davis. Well, Chris Paul had some fantastic seasons in New Orleans, but here's the problem. He wanted to be traded. Anthony Davis, injury plagued in New Orleans, but he was awesome when he was healthy. But what was the problem? He wanted to be traded. Chris and Anthony said, not enough talent. So now there's a saying that goes, if you don't learn from your mistakes, you're doomed to repeat them. Well, the Pelicans appear to be repeating a mistake yet again. Zion Williamson, the future is bright for him. However, there are reports this week, according to the Bleacher Report and CBS Sports and the New York Post, that his family is unhappy with the direction of the Pelicans, and they prefer that he leaves New Orleans, and they want him to change teams. Now, there's reports going around that the New York Knicks would be a fit for him, because remember, him and R.J. Barrett were teammates at Duke University. Now, I don't know. I'll be like this. New Orleans is a beautiful city. In New Orleans, I had someone on the program that did a podcast dedicated to the Pelicans, and I said that New Orleans is an underrated city when it comes to basketball, and it is. It's a very underrated city when it comes to basketball, because you have to remember back in the early days of the ABA with the New Orleans Buccaneers. And then, of course, in the NBA, the first go-round with the New Orleans Jazz, and then with the Pelicans returning. Before that, it was the Hornets. So New Orleanians love basketball, but it's also a football town. It's a southern city. It's primarily a football town, NFL and college football. And I don't know what the Benson family is doing. I don't know if they're just using this thing as a side hustle, because we know that they love the Saints. The Saints are their first priority. We get that, but, you know, they've got to get this situation fixed in a hurry. And then to cap it all off, Zion is going to have now three head coaches in 3 years. You know, I don't know, man. You know, they've got to get this thing fixed in a hurry. You know, three coaches in 3 years, and you don't want to lose once in a – because if they lose him again, they're repeating the same mistake that happened with Chris Paul and Anthony Davis. They don't want that. And it appears to me that if his family is unhappy with the direction, well, how does Zion feel about this? We've heard family members speak to the media and say that they would prefer he change teams and leave New Orleans. Well, what about Zion? How does he feel about this situation? You know what I'm saying? This is some crazy stuff going on, but they've got to get it fixed. I mean, New Orleanians, they love the Pelicans. They love, you know, they were so happy to embrace him when he came to the city. And I don't know, man. It's one of these very sticky situations where you can never – anything can change in the NBA, man. And certainly with the Zion situation, again, Chris Paul, Anthony Davis, they can't afford to lose these guys. They cannot afford I mean, they lost him. They can't do it a third time with Zion Williamson. And again, NBA basketball is definitely respected in the city of New Orleans. Again, New Orleans has a great history with basketball, but it's still an NFL and a college football town. And again, he's been through Alvin Gentry, and now he's been through Stan Van Gundy. So, you know, he hasn't had enough time to really get acclimated with a system. He really hasn't had enough time to really get his feet wet. And I don't blame his family members for saying what they say, even if it is true. But stay tuned for that, because, again, the situation with Luka and Zion is going to be definitely going to be some fireworks going into this NBA offseason. My next storyline is going to be the head coaching carousel in the NBA. As I mentioned earlier, Stan Van Gundy, one season with the New Orleans Pelicans, he's gone. You know, and rightfully, I mean, listen, Coach Van Gundy's known to be very rigid, a my way or the highway type person. And in today's NBA, where it's a player-friendly league, you can't have that. You just cannot have that. You got to give the player some leeway. And unfortunately, his style did not work with Zion Williamson or the rest of that young Pelicans team. So he's one and done. And then Scott Brooks parted ways with the Washington Wizards after contract talks didn't work out. And then Rick Carlisle decided to make it official that he would not return to the Mavericks next season after coaching 13 seasons. This is going to be interesting because we currently have New Orleans, Washington, D.C., Dallas, and you could also add Portland to the mix as well with Terry Stotts mutually parting ways with the Portland Trailblazers. Becky Hammon deserves a head coaching job in the NBA. She's done an effective job with the San Antonio Spurs. She should at least get an invite for an interview. And also Teresa Weatherspoon. Teresa Weatherspoon would be awesome for that New Orleans job. She works in the front office. Zion and Lonzo and Brandon Ingram and Josh Hart, they respect her wholeheartedly. This would be awesome to have Teresa Weatherspoon at least get an interview opportunity with the Pelicans. You know, Teresa Weatherspoon, Becky Hammon. Also, you could put Sam Cassell in the mix. I mean, Sam Cassell would be perfect, especially for that Washington Wizards job. This head coaching carousel has just been something else. I mean, you know, New Orleans, Dallas, Washington, D.C., also add Portland to the mix as well, and even in Indiana as well. You know, Indiana has a head coaching vacancy as well as Orlando. So I don't know, man. It's just never a dull moment. But I'm hoping that those names that I mentioned would at least get an opportunity. They would at least get a chance to get an opportunity to interview for those head coaching vacancies. And for my final storyline, Chris Paul. Chris Paul is one of my favorite players of all time. His leadership skills, the willingness to win, that never-say-die attitude is just some of the attributes that I love so much about Chris Paul. And Chris Paul was dealt another blow this week when he had to enter the COVID-19 protocol. Now, I'm not a medical expert, and this is not a political show, but even if you are fully vaccinated, you must remember that herd immunity still has not been reached in the majority of the United States as this show is airing right now. Herd immunity is something that still is not in reach in the majority of the states in the union. As this show is airing, and the last time I looked, there was about 15 states that only reached herd immunity, and I don't think Arizona is one of them as of yet. And then plus on top of that, there's the current new variant, the Delta variant of the COVID-19. Now, granted, yes, it was revealed this week that Chris was fully vaccinated, but still, in order for you to be extremely safe, you have to have herd immunity. But just getting back to with Chris, I mean, that is a bummer right there because, number one, they're going to be playing in the Western Conference Finals. And number two, he has to go – in order for him to come back, because the earliest would be – this weekend in the Western Conference Final against the Los Angeles Clippers, he would have to have back-to-back negative COVID tests, and then he would have to pass a cardiac test. If he can fulfill those duties, then he can get back on the court at the earliest. But this is just a bummer right there because Chris Paul is somebody that's worked hard throughout his career. He's been through a lot of ups and a whole lot of downs in his career, and this would be a shame if Phoenix cannot finished this series all because of you know, an unfortunate situation that we're still dealing with COVID. But, you know, I understand, you know, it's an NBA championship, but life is so much more important. And we pray that Chris gets, you know, gets well, and hopefully we can get to herd immunity in all 50 states. Hopefully we can get herd immunity and travel safely, sort of the vaccines or however, whatever you're doing to build your immune system up, make sure that you're, you know, taking the proper precautions. And we pray for Chris Paul, and hopefully that he can be healthy, number one, and number two, he can get back on the court and be safe. All right, that's takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I'll have the latest playoff league leaders, also the playoff matchups, and some more of the league awards in the NBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and 2.5 Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
Everybody, welcome back to At the Rim. Now it's time to get you caught up on the current league leaders in the NBA playoffs. Let's start off with points per game. Luka Doncic is currently the league leader in points per game during the NBA playoffs from the Dallas Mavericks. He averaged 35 points per game. Coming in at number two is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. He's averaged 34 points per game. Coming in at number two is Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. He's averaged 33 points per game. Coming in at number four is Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz. At number five is Jason Tatum. And then at number six is Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. Next category that we have is rebounds per game. Leading the league in rebounds per game during the playoffs is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's averaging 13 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. In third is Clint Capella from the Atlanta Hawks. Tied for fourth is Nikola Jokic and Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets and Julius Randle from the New York Knicks. And in the sixth spot is Andre Drummond from the Los Angeles Lakers. Next category is assists per game. leading the NBA, leading the league in the during the playoffs is Russell Westbrook from the Washington Wizards. He's averaged 11 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks, and third is Luka Doncic, followed by Damian Lillard at fourth, followed by Chris Paul at fifth, and then Ben Simmons is sixth. Next category is steals per game. Leading the league during the playoffs in steals per game is Kyle Anderson. He averaged 2.8 steals per game. Coming in at number two is Kawhi Leonard, followed by in third is his teammate Nicholas Batum from the Los Angeles Clippers. In fourth is James Harden from the Brooklyn Nets. In fifth is Taj Gibson from the New York Knicks. And then in sixth is Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. Next category is blocks per game. Leading the postseason in blocks per game is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz, followed by number two is Daniel Gafford from the Washington Wizards. In third is Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. Tied for fourth is Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics and Anthony Davis from the Los Angeles Lakers. And in the sixth spot is Brooke Lopez from the Milwaukee Bucks. Next category is field goal percentage. Leading the postseason in field goal percentage is Daniel Gafford from the Washington Wizards. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. In third is DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns. In fourth is Ben Simmons from the Philadelphia 76ers. In fifth is Rio Hachimura from the Washington Wizards. And then in sixth is Clint Capella from the Atlanta Hawks. Next category is three-point percentage. Leading the league in the postseason in three-point percentage is Mark Gasol from the Los Angeles Lakers. He shot 63% from three-point range. Coming in at number two is Anthony Simons from the Portland Trail Blazers. In third is Rio Hachimura from the Washington Wizards. And then tied for fourth is Desmond Bain from the Memphis Grizzlies, Nemanja Bjelica from the Miami Heat, and then Robert Covington from the Portland Trail Blazers. Next category is three-point field goals made. Donovan Mitchell, what a postseason he had. He led the league during the postseason in three-point field goals made with 50. Coming in at number two is Reggie Jackson. What a run he's had so far from the Los Angeles Clippers. Coming in third is sharp-shooting Seth Curry from the Philadelphia 76ers. And then tied for fourth is Bojan Bogdanovic from the Utah Jazz. And Paul George from the Los Angeles Clippers. Next category is free throw percentage. Tied for first in the postseason at free throw percentage is Tyler Hero from the Miami Heat and Derrick Rose from the New York Knicks. They shot 100% from the line during the postseason. Coming in at number three is Jordan Clarkson from the Utah Jazz. Coming in at number four is Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks. In fifth is Damian Lillard. And in the sixth is Kyrie Irving. And in minutes per game, Damian Lillard led the league during the postseason at minutes per game. He played 41 minutes per game during the playoffs. Coming in at number two is Paul George, followed by in the third spot is Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies. In fourth is Luka Doncic, followed by in the fifth spot is C.J. McCollum from the Portland Trail Blazers. And in sixth is Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns. Those are your current league leaders during the NBA playoffs.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 2021 Buick Enclave models for $91.96 below MSRP. Or new 2021 Buick Envision models, now $34.77 below MSRP. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
Let's get you caught up now on the playoff brackets right now. And boy, it's getting interesting on the Eastern Conference. The Philadelphia 76ers and the Atlanta Hawks, apparently the series is tied at three games apiece, and they will play a game seven. Also tied at three games, the series being tied at three games apiece, is the series between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets. They will play a game seven as well. Meanwhile, everything is set on the Western Conference side. The Los Angeles Clippers beat the Utah Jazz in six games 4-2. And, of course, the Phoenix Suns swept the Denver Nuggets 4-0. So now the Western Conference Finals is set between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Phoenix Suns. What a matchup that's going to be. And meanwhile, we'll await the winner out of Philly and Atlanta and Milwaukee and Brooklyn in the Eastern Conference Finals. That should be an exciting one as well. Also during the week, more awards were passed out in the association. We had LaMelo Ball from the Charlotte Hornets would win the 2020-2021 NBA Rookie of the Year. I get more into detail about LaMelo coming up in the next segment in my interview with Sam Dracula from the Believe in Hornets podcast. But LaMelo had an awesome year, had a solid year. Also, the runner-ups were Anthony Edwards from the Minnesota Timberwolves and Tyrese Halliburton from the Sacramento Kings.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items, up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items, up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Meanwhile, also in other awards this week, the All-NBA First Team, the forwards were Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks and Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. At the center position was Nikola Jokic, the reigning MVP from the Denver Nuggets, and the guards are Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors and Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. Next category we had was the All-NBA second team. The forwards were Julius Randle from the New York Knicks and, of course, LeBron James from the Los Angeles Lakers. At the center position is Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers, and the guards are Damian Lillard from the Portland Trailblazers and Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. And then we had the All-NBA third team. The forwards were Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat and Paul George from the Los Angeles Clippers. At the center position is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. The guards are Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards and Kyrie Irving from the Brooklyn Nets. Next category was All-NBA Defensive First Team. Draymond Green from the Golden State Warriors and Giannis Antetokounmpo are the forwards. Rudy Gobert is the center from the Utah Jazz, and the guards are Ben Simmons from the Philadelphia 76ers and Drew Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks. Next up, we had an NBA All-Defensive Second Team. We had Bam Adebayo from the Miami Heat and Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers are the forwards. At the center position is Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers, and the guards are from the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler, and also Matisse Thybulle from the Philadelphia 76ers. And in the NBA All-Rookie First Team, we had LaMelo Ball from the Charlotte Hornets, followed by Anthony Edwards from the Minnesota Timberwolves. We had Tyrese Halliburton from the Sacramento Kings, Sadiq Bey from the Detroit Pistons, and Jayshon Tate from the Houston Rockets. And in the NBA All-Rookie Second Team, we had Emmanuel Quickley from the New York Knicks, followed by Desmond Bane from the Memphis Grizzlies. We also had Isaiah Stewart from the Detroit Pistons, Isaac Okoro from the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Patrick Williams from the Chicago Bulls. So definitely LaMelo winning NBA Rookie of the Year. And we had the All-NBA first, second, and third teams released, as well as the All-Defensive teams and the All-Rookie teams. Congratulations to those players on a job well done. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll have an interview with Sam Dracula, host of the Believe in Hornets podcast. It's the podcast dedicated to highlighting Charlotte Hornets content. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Streaming only on Peacock, a new original comedy.
Me, in a punk band?
We are Lady Punk.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
You puked all over the front row. Ew.
We are Lady Punk. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items, up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items, up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items, up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
It's never been easier to get outside with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Stop by your local Academy store or online at academy.com today and shop great gear from top brands like Pit Boss, Schwinn, Hydro Flask, Pelican, and more.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy macanoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Well done by Miles Bridges, and there is your 19-year-old Kia NBA Rookie of the Year,
right.
LaMelo Ball. Congratulations.
Right now.
Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you.
LaMelo, let's start here, and I'm going to show my age, because when I was growing up, my favorite player to watch was Pete Maravich. And when I watch you play, and you can watch online, people have seen your clips, the way you pass the ball is unbelievable. One of my favorites is that length of the court. Underhand, right on target. So who was your biggest influence about the way you play the game?
So honestly, I watched a lot of people, but honestly, Pistol Pete too, because I remember my pops showing me a movie from him. But a lot of people's game, I really like to look at Penny Hardaway, KD, Curry, I mean, Magic Johnson. It's a lot of greats, you know. Pretty much just look at everybody though, together, and at the end, throw a little bit of my own stuff on it.
LaMelo Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NBA and Turner Sports, and that was Ernie Johnson interviewing the 2020-2021 NBA Rookie of the Year, LaMelo Ball, from the Charlotte Hornets. And we have someone on the program that covers the Hornets very well. He is the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast, which is the podcast dedicated to all things dealing with the NBA's Charlotte Hornets. Let's welcome him to the program, Sam Dracula. Hey, Sam, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing?
Are you up? I'm doing well, and yourself, sir. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. We'll get more into LaMelo in just one moment, but let's start off with the 2020-2021 Hornets season. They were in the play-in tournament, and they would lose to Indiana. But overall, it was a surprise of a year for Charlotte. Charlotte came out of nowhere this year. I want to start off with Miles Bridges. He was one of the stars that emerged in this 2020-2021 season. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Miles and his production this season.
Yeah, so Miles, across the board, had an amazing year. First off, he showed an immense amount of character, because last season he was a starter. This year he started off the year as a bench player. And for me, he earns a ton of respect for that, being a team player, right? And then when you factor in his durability and energy he brings in, he became an irreplaceable player on this roster. You know, it took health and safety protocols to take him off the court. And without him, the team really suffered with that energy. And he brought that energy, especially when there are no fans in the building. And he turned into like a really vocal leader. And then you factor in his numbers. I mean, his shot attempts per game are down. Percentages are up. His output is up. I am very excited about year four of Miles as we get into through the offseason and into next year. He has a very high ceiling. I'm very happy he's able to thrive.
Yeah, Miles definitely thrived, you know, Sam, this past season, and even in the bubble, he really emerged as well, picking up his free throw percentage as well as his three-point percentage. And someone that has picked up their play, has always picked up their play, is Terry Rozier. What a steal that the Hornets got with Terry Rozier coming over from Boston, and he really stepped his game up this past season and, of course, in the bubble last season. So kind of give me your thoughts on Terry and what he brought to the table for the Hornets.
Terry's that guy. The nickname Terry Time is very real, and it's really saved the Hornets. When they need a bucket, when they need a tough shot, Terry Rozier is that guy to go get that bucket, to go get that tough shot. And, you know, I shudder to think where the Hornets would be without him last year. You know, people were clowning the deal, the sign and trade, the deal where Kemba left and how he left and whether or not the Hornets overpaid Terry Rozier. I think it's very clear the Hornets did not overpay Terry Rozier. And, you know, where his future lies is very interesting as well, because he's going into the last year of his contract. So I hope he stays, but that could be an interesting trade piece if the Hornets decide to go down that route, because A, very tradable contract. B, he's a very good player, like a very, 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 very good player, and the Hornets can get something viable for them if they go down that route. But I love Terry. He carried the team on multiple occasions this year.
Yeah, I hope they keep Terry, too, because, I mean, he brings not only scoring, but, man, what a solid defender he is. And him, along with Miles Bridges, they really bring a whole lot to the table if they want to compete in the East, at least for the next 5 to 10 years. I think Miles is definitely, like you said, Miles, you can't wait to see what Miles does in year four. But if they bring Terry back, that's definitely going to add a whole new element to that team. I want to talk more about a gentleman named P.J. Washington. He was really effective on the rebounding side throughout the course of this season. Just kind of give me your thoughts on PJ and what you liked about his play this season.
Oh, man. So going into the year, it was very clear the Hornets needed a big man, a center. And the plan going into the year was PJ was going to get some run at the five. Maybe not starting there, but in certain periods of the game, slide over and as a small ball center. And fast forward to the end of the year, PJ talked about his year experimenting and playing in a new position. And he said, you know, going into the year that he always viewed himself as a power forward. That's how PJ Washington viewed PJ Washington. After this year, after going through this year, playing multiple positions, PJ views himself as a basketball player. And I love that. He thinks that this year he showed he can be a factor on defense. He mentioned the rebounding. I think his shooting ability is vastly underrated. So I hope we get to see more of that, more shots from three from him. His nickname's 3J for a reason, you know. But yeah, I think PJ showed a lot of growth in the second year. A lot was asked of him as a second year player, and I think he stepped up. He stepped up. He had a career game against the Kings when it was desperately needed. You know, a lot of Hornets players were injured. He had 42, I think, against the Kings and on a tough road matchup. So PJ has a lot of promise. I totally envision the same growth we saw in year three, Miles Bridges. I expect to see the same kind of growth out of year three, PJ Washington.
Yeah, and speaking of a lot of growth, Devontae Graham had a lot of growth during the 2020-2021 season, especially when LaMelo Ball was out with the injury. Devontae really stepped up his game. I mean, Devontae stepped up even before the Ball injury, but he really came of age this season. Kind of give me your thoughts on Devontae and his play during this past season.
Devontae, he had a rough year kind of staying healthy, staying on the court. Which can never be easy, and also playing in front of no fans can never be easy. So I credit everybody for toughing out that first half of the season. But when Devontae's on, he's up there. He's up there. I don't want to overstate it, but he's up there like amongst like the best like clutch shooters in the league. The guy can hit a bucket, and it has the confidence and courage to do so. So I really respect that out of Devontae. And then when he wasn't available to play, when he was out injured, he is always – the first guy on the bench to celebrate, to congratulate his teammates. Like, he seems to be an incredible teammate and a character guy. in the locker room. So I'm a big fan of Devontae. I hope the Hornets can figure out a way to bring him back because he's a restricted free agent this year as well. So it's a little dicey when you talk about cap space and that. But I think Devontae also, like Bridges, showed a lot of character because when the Hornets were fully healthy, Devontae lost the starting spot. You know, he was the starter going into the year. LaMelo emerged, and LaMelo took the spot and ran with it. And Devontae was a sixth man from that point on when everyone was fully healthy. So salute to him for embracing that role because, like, it's a contract year. I'm sure he wanted to put up big numbers, but he played fewer minutes when guys were hurt. But, yeah, I love Devontae this year.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the name and price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous walrus. The bulbous walrus.
The name your price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 2021 Buick Enclave models for $91.96 below MSRP. Or new 2021 Buick Envision models, now $34.77 below MSRP. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Yeah, Devontae definitely did his thing this year, and someone that definitely did his thing this year, unfortunately, before getting hurt was Gordon Hayward. Maybe, you know, Gordon was really stepping his game up right before he suffered the injury. And we know what caliber player he was playing previously being in Utah and then previously being with the Boston Celtics. But just kind of give me your thoughts on Gordon's play during this past season and what does his future hold in Charlotte?
Oh, I think the Hornets have a play. Like, he signed a 4-year deal last offseason. And the Hornets are very fortunate to have a guy like him. A guy that you can count on to do a lot of different things. You know, he's one of the few players on the team with real playoff experience. It's a very young team, so having him on the team before the Hornets signed or traded for Brad Wanamaker, I believe Hayward was the oldest player on the team at 30 years old. So he brings a lot of experience and a lot of ability. I think he is the best all around player on the team. So when he was out, there was a huge drop off. No disrespect to Jalen McDaniels. I thought he stepped up in a big way to fill that, like, small forward role with Hayward out. But that's a huge gap, but he chooses to fill with Hayward. So I'm looking forward. He seems to be – he talks about being healthy and cleared. You know, if the Hornets won that play-in game, when we were able to play in the second play-in game or even the first round of the playoffs, Hayward would have been back for that, which is unfortunate. The timing is unfortunate considering how all things played out. But he's going to have a fully healthy offseason, and I expect, you know, a fully healthy Hayward, because the injury he had was very fluky. He just stepped on someone's foot. You know, that can happen to anybody. It's not a back injury. It's not one of those, like, recurring foot injuries, like a structural injury, so to speak. He just stepped on somebody's foot. So I expect Hayward to come back. And he's talked about playing for the Hornets. You know, this team wants – this franchise wants him here. And he's playing the best basketball of his career since his All-Star season. I think it was in 2017. It was last year with Utah where he was an All-Star. He's loving his life, his basketball life in Charlotte. And I'm glad he's here. And hope he's ready for next year because I miss watching him play. The team really missed him.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward is one of those once-in-a-lifetime players. He's so talented. Definitely looking forward to seeing him back on the court for next year. Well, speaking of once-in-a-lifetime players for a franchise, you mentioned his name earlier, and that's Kemba Walker.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technology. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 2021 Buick Enclave models for $91.96 below MSRP. Or new 2021 Buick Envision models, now $34.77 below MSRP. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
And I don't know if you heard this, Sam, but
Boston
traded Kemba Walker to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And before we delve a little bit more deep into that, I want this is a two-part question. My first question is, what were your thoughts? Where were you when you found out that the Hornets had drafted Kemba? And the second question is, what were your thoughts when you found out that Kemba was going to be leaving to go to Boston?
Well, I like Kemba a lot coming out of UConn. Very exciting player. And the Hornets at the time needed, the Bobcats at the time, needed all the help they can get. And when he left, it was very clear that he needed to leave. He was an all-star. The Hornets were obviously going in a very different direction. And he deserved to be playing in some meaningful basketball games. And the Hornets were in the middle of at the beginning of a rebuild. And so there was no hard feelings from my point of view. I don't think any Hornets fans necessarily would hold any hard feelings towards Kemba. I think everyone still loves Kemba. Even the Charlotte Observer wrote a piece about, hey, Hornets fans, it's okay. Like, Kemba needs to leave. It's okay. It's okay.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technology. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 2021 Buick Enclave models for $91.96 below MSRP. Or new 2021 Buick Envision models, now $34.77 below MSRP. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
We're seeking men and women ages 18 to 70 to join our type 2 diabetes research study. Our researchers are seeking to evaluate the effect of the WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers program, on glycemic blood sugar control. You can earn up to $225. Learn more, www.pbrc.edu/vital. That's www.pbrc.edu/vital.
Yeah, so those are my thoughts on Kemba. The trade, you want to talk about the trade next?
Yeah, no, yeah. With the what are your thoughts on the trade? Because I mean, Boston, this is just me, and you probably see it this way as well, Sam. His time in Boston, when he was healthy, he was unstoppable, but he just couldn't stay healthy. And, of course, there were two other emerging stars with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Just kind of give me your thoughts on the trade from Boston to Oklahoma City.
I don't know if I expect Kemba to play any games for the Thunder. I wonder if they flip him. If you look at what they did with Chris Paul, you know, he was there for a year, and then they worked with him to find a good, like, trade partner to put Chris Paul on a team he wants to be on, you know, a team that's competitive. And maybe, you know, Kemba's deal is this year. Like, he's under contract for this year. I think he has a player option the following year. So he has some leverage in that respect, but I have expect OKC to flip him, probably to get more first-round picks because they really like having first-round picks. But if he stays there, I think he could help that Thunder team a lot. He'll definitely be the best player on that team. No disrespect to any of them, because that's a very young team. And having a veteran, like that around would be very helpful. But the trade blew my mind. Like, I saw the Woj tweet this morning. I was like, whoa, I didn't expect that. Especially because the draft lottery is this week, this upcoming week. So usually I fully expect the trades to happen post lottery. You know, when teams know and where they're drafting in the first round. But I wish Kemba the best of luck, and if he decides to leave OKC, I got to imagine they find a good place for him that it's a good trade for them and then also a good place where Kemba wants to play.
Yeah, definitely. As you mentioned earlier, you know, Sam, OKC is a young team, and it wouldn't surprise me either if they flip it and try to trade and try to go younger. But we'll see what happens. You know, anything can happen in the NBA, and certainly anything can happen in professional sports. And speaking of, you know, we talked about Kemba Walker, who was a great player during his time in Charlotte. Well, now the future.
Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, 6 new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Is here. The future is now. LaMelo Ball, he won the 2020-2021 NBA Rookie of the Year. Again, this is another two-part question, Sam. First question is, what were your thoughts when the Hornets had landed LaMelo, and how would you grade his rookie season?
So the Hornets were, first off, the Hornets were very fortunate to be even in the position to draft third. They got very lucky on lottery night in 2020 to jump up. They're supposed to pick around 8 or 9, according to the odds, and they jumped up over the Knicks and everybody else to get the third pick. So, and then to be in the top three, I was like, okay, give me, my mindset was like, I'm happy with Wiseman, I'm happy with Edwards, I'm happy with LaMelo. Like, whoever's there, Minnesota, take whoever you want, Golden State, take whoever you want, I'm happy with whoever we get. And, you know, the Hornets' decision was made for them. LaMelo was there, they took him. I'm very glad they did. I wasn't a LaMelo expert previously. All I could go off of was what the scouting report said about his ability to shoot. They were talking about inconsistent shooting ability, decision making when taking shots, things like that. That had me a little concerned because I was like, a point guard that can't shoot, like, what are we doing here? Like, what are we saying? But his next level playmaking and rebounding ability would like make up for it. And then what I saw was a player that had an incredible engine offensive and defensively, and the shooting ability was vastly underrated, according to the scouts. When he became a starter, his efficiency was off the charts. Like, for a 19-year-old rookie, shooting 46% from the floor, 43% from three, and 81% from the free throw line at a decent clip, on top of 6 rebounds per game, 6 assists per game, 1.7 steals per game. Like, oh my God, this kid is going to be something special. special. He needs to get stronger. He needs to work on his defense. Not effort on defense. He has the effort on defense already. Just needs to get a little bit more knowledgeable on the defensive end, which will come with time. I think LaMelo will be an all-star, if not next year, the year after. Like, he has all the tools, all the tools.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, Sam, you put it down very well with LaMelo's skill set. I mean, he's definitely, you know, a franchise player, and I could see. I'm going to be kind of optimistic. I could see him becoming an all-star next year. I think he's going to definitely develop his game, and we could see him as a reserve on the Eastern Conference all-star squad next year. So definitely, he's definitely an all-star in the making. I want to stay with the injury that he suffered back in May. And Charlotte was on a winning streak. They had a lot of things going well for them. They had a sizable winning streak going on. And then when he suffered the injury, I think it held them back because they were definitely – in the playoff hunt. I don't think they would have played in the play-in tournament. They would have had a playoff spot if not for LaMelo's injury. Just kind of give me your thoughts on the injury and where they could have been had he been healthy.
Oh, it was heartbreaking for a lot of reasons. You know, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. So it sucks when you lose a player for a long period of time, especially when you factor in injury to his wrist on his shooting hand. I was like, oh man, that's going to be a longer kind of rehab and recovery period. And then you also, so like, yeah, you mentioned the Hornets were a 4 seed at one point, and things were looking really great. I didn't expect them to finish as a 4 seed. In my head, what I was telling myself all year was if they could somehow just avoid the play-in game, that'd be a dub. Like, 6 seed or like, as 6 seed being the worst. And I think a 6 seed was very possible before everyone got hurt. So Melo went down, Malik Monk went down, Hayward went down, and it was at that point, I was like, yo, it's a wrap. I mean, I got to hope for the best here that the Hornets can even just stay alive, because the hope was like, all right, if they could hold on, stay afloat until everyone gets back healthy, then they could do some damage in the playoffs. But time ran out. Hayward, you know, season ended before Hayward could come back. So it's a lot of ifs and maybes, but yeah, losing LaMelo hurt because, you know, not being able to watch him play was a bummer. His rookie of the year chances were at risk at that point. The team was worse without him, and the playoffs were at risk. So there were a lot of factors involved with that. And then also you factor in Malik Monk and Hayward being out, which is just compounds the issue, the unfortunate situation more and more.
Yeah, definitely made things complicated right there. But again, LaMelo, as you said, Sam, he'll be back stronger than ever, and the Hornets will definitely be much better going into next season. And, you know, while we're still talking about the Hornets for a moment, Michael Jordan.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, 6 new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net, and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
To make America's craft wine, you've got to make it like America. Bold, ambitious, unconventional. Crushing grapes like our forefathers crushed kings. So grab a bottle of Lodi Cabernet with full-bodied flavors of berries, tart cherry, sweet oak, and cinnamon. Pour it in a glass or a flask and go forth. Because there's history in the making. The Federalist, America's craft wine. Federalist Vineyards, Lodi, California. Enjoy responsibly.
You know, Michael Jordan is, you know, for all intents and purposes, a lot of people say that the GOAT, the greatest of all time. We know what a great legacy he's left behind in the game of basketball, making it a worldwide phenomenon. And he's also the majority owner of the Charlotte Hornets. He was the majority owner of the team back when it was the Bobcats. But for all of the great things that he's done as a player, as an executive, it's been, you know, it's been rough on him, but things are starting to get a little bit better with drafting LaMelo, and hopefully things are moving forward. Kind of give me your thoughts on Michael's slow progression as becoming an executive and becoming an owner of a franchise.
I think he learned that he needs to hire the right people. Like Mitch Kupchak, you know, the former Lakers GM, he was brought in, and then the team started hitting it out. Like, nailing draft picks from Bridges to Bridges. Well, I think Malik May predated. But definitely Bridges and PJ. And then you look at Devontae in the second round, Cody Martin in the second round, I believe. Caleb, I think, was undrafted. Jalen McDaniels was a second-round pick. There are a lot. This roster is very young, and a lot of these guys were drafted by the team and had an opportunity to develop underneath the team. So that's kind of it seems to be the formula. Like get the draft picks right and let the draft picks grow and see what you have. Because the Hornets haven't really made a lot of deals. Hayward was a very big free agent signing, a guy that everyone clearly liked in the front office. But I think what MJ learned and is doing is trusting his people to make the best basketball decisions possible. And then where I really like, not that MJ cares what I think, but where I would like really at MJ as the owner is when it comes time to pay these guys. Because I believe MJ said he's willing to go into the luxury tax to keep players here. I got to see it to believe it because a lot of owners don't want to do it. You know, that's what happened in Oklahoma City. That's their big three got disbanded because the owner didn't want to go on the luxury tax. So if the Hornets continue to draft and develop players well, they have to. There's going to be a point where you have to go into the luxury tax to pay these guys. And that's where I'm going to hold MJ's feet to the fire. To be like, yo, everyone did their job to the best of their abilities. Please keep our players here because that'll be a real turn to the franchise. The best players in this franchise history have all left at some point. That needs to be reversed because otherwise, what's the point? If you draft guys, if you sign guys, you trade for guys, and then they leave, it's like, all right, have fun while it lasted.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right about that. A lot of owners, that luxury tax is something else. And we've seen, like you said, not just in Oklahoma City, but even in Charlotte, owners or management not willing to pay big bucks for players. But hopefully MJ will have a change of heart, and hopefully we'll see the likes of Terry Rozier stay and maybe Miles Bridges or even LaMelo down the line, and also even with a Gordon Hayward. But that's the look at the 2020-2021 Charlotte Hornets season. And Sam, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody what you do as the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure. Every week on Apple, Spotify, all the podcast platforms, I host a podcast called Believe in Hornets, talking about Hornets, some NBA stuff, like other NBA stuff now that the Hornets aren't playing basketball currently. I also have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/SamDracula, where I do videos and live streams during Hornets games. And just when Hornets news pops up, I do videos over there. And sometimes I'll live stream the recording of my podcast. So if you want to interact with me while I'm recording the podcast, you're welcome to do so. Believe in Hornets and youtube.com/SamDracula is where you can find my stuff.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
We're seeking men and women ages 18 to 70 to join our type 2 diabetes research study. Our researchers are seeking to evaluate the effect of the WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers, program on glycemic blood sugar control. You can earn up to $225. Learn more. www.pbrc.edu/vital. That's www.pbrc.edu/vital.
Things I thought could never happen to me in a punk band?
What?
We Are Lady Parts, a new original comedy streaming only on Peacock.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
Syra, vocals. Aisha, drummer.
Bisma, bassist. Mumtaz, band manager.
And me, Amina, lead guitar.
You were really good until you puked all over the front row. Ew.
We Are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Awesome. And tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as the Believe in Hornets podcast. And if you have a website, let them know that as well.
Yeah. So the hub, samdracula.com. S-A-M, and then Dracula.com, all one word. I'm on Twitter, Sam Dracula, Instagram, Samuel Dracula, full name over there. And, those are the spots. SamDracula.com will send you everywhere you need to go.
Awesome. And before I let you go, Sam, we know that the state of North Carolina is a big basketball state, but where the Hornets are located in the city of Charlotte, and we know that Charlotte is the home to the NFL's Carolina Panthers, but there's still a huge basketball tradition, not just in Charlotte, but in the city of North Carolina. Is the city of Charlotte, how would you classify Charlotte as a football town? Is it a basketball town? Or, of course, I know NASCAR is pretty popular in the state of North Carolina as well. Or is it more NASCAR, or is it kind of like a 50-50 across the board?
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
I'd say it's more basketball leaning because, and disclaimer, I've only lived in Charlotte for 5 years. So I'm part of the problem when I say this. It's a very city. Charlotte's a growing city with people coming in from all over different parts of the country, and they usually maintain their team loyalty from wherever they came from. So if you drive around Charlotte, you'll find like a lot of like Cleveland Browns bars or like Steelers bars, things like that, or people coming in from New York who will be Knicks fans living in Charlotte, and then will go to Hornets games wearing their Knicks stuff. There's a decent amount of that, but I think the basketball is more between the two, basketball and football. Basketball is more like a deep-rooted, base here versus football, because the Panthers franchise is pretty new compared to the legacy of UNC Hoops and Duke, et cetera, you know? So I would say it leans a little towards more basketball. But when things are going well for the Hornets and the Panthers, everywhere you go, you see people wearing pro team stuff, cool. And even the minor league hockey team, the Checkers, their fan base is very large as well, and people love to represent them.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Sam Dracula. He is the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast. Check him out on the many digital streaming platforms, as he said, such as Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. And also check him out on the World Wide Web on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. He's got some great stuff. And again, he's the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast. Sam, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Beautiful pass to Devontae.
Oh, my goodness! Didn't see that coming! 100 lead deep!
Yeah, all over Sabonis. Boom!
Woo!
That's a first as an NBA player for LaMelo Ball. Dumbuya can't make the catch in traffic. LaMelo, what a pass by Bridges! Welcome back, LaMelo!
This pass by LaMelo. Underhanded.
Oh,
I mean, that's got to be timing, touch, miles.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe,
everything's changed. It is Tom.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. Once again, a big special thank you to Sam Dracula, the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast, and also a Charlotte Hornets YouTuber. Check out the Believe in Hornets podcast. It's a great one dedicated to highlighting Charlotte Hornets content. It's available again on all your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple and Spotify. And until then, I'm Ed Robinson, and we'll talk to you again next week for another exciting edition of At the Rim. So long, everyone.